1 to 2 inches. If we didn't have street lights, or I mean stoplights, or a couple of cars moving along, it is jet black downtown. Jet black. So hang in there. The trees that you can usually see aren't snapping as violently as they were, but it is dark, dreary, rainy, so be safe out there. Luckily, Joe, the city golf tournament avoided all the weather the last couple of weekends, and we crowned plenty of champions yesterday. And, again, perfect weather, nice and warm, so everybody stays loose. We had some old, some new, some everything else in between as the Bloomington Golf or the Bloomington City Championship. How many city championships is this? This has been quite a few, isn't it?
This was the 86th annual.
Well, that is quite a few. Give us the recap of a busy weekend at Cascades.
Well, while Henrik Stenson put the finishing touches, winning his first ever major to win that claret jug at the British Open Sunday, over at Troon, an epic battle with Phil Mickelson in the final round, so too out at the Cascades, memorable moments in the wind-up to the 86th annual City Golf Championships as Cascade veteran Steve Hines outlasted Rory Brown to win his second city title, but his first in the seniors division, chipping in from off the green on the 36th hole to down Rory Brown in the senior finale. Hines had gone 31 years since his first crown and came into this tournament as the 14th seed, one of the lowest seeds to play for a title, but none of that over the weekend. He played spectacular over 3 weeks of the tournament, and while there were a lot of key short putts that were missed by both over the 36-hole grinder, the one that didn't fall for Brown was the lip-out that assured the Hall of Famer Hines that he'd take home the Paul Gray Trophy, which he did as champion. In the men's open, another nail-biter that saw Jackson Cowden beat Nick Burris in 37 holes. The two battled through 36, but Cowden, who was an open runner-up 2 years ago, caught his break when Burris was forced to re-tee after an errant tee shot to start the playoff. It gave Cowden his opportunity, one that he took advantage of winning his first city championship. Well, after years and decades of trying, Rick Miracle finally put his stamp on a championship, winning the Super Seniors crown with a 3-2 win over Tom Dillon in the 18-hole finale on Sunday. The women's division finale saw Missy Ringler wrap up her 9th title over the decades, her 5th straight, closing out Carol Abenson after 7 holes, leading by 9 after Saturday's start. Missy, who returns to coach the Edgewood girls here later in the month, watched her top player, Megan Higgins, win the girls' title 6-5 over Bloomington South's Bailey Duncan. Sam Weiss repeated as juniors champ as the senior to be at North down Drew Todd 5-4. Congrats out to our friend Mark Deal, winning his seniors' flight title with a 4-3 win. Mark joined in the winner's circle on Sunday by Bernie Lomax, Mac Grubb, and Rick Shearer, who runs the medalist tournament in the men's flight championship. Brad McLaughlin, also Chad Woolington, Jason Stogstill, who had to work Saturday before ousting our Wednesday night good friend Russell Wilkie, 2-1, and Brennan Brown winning flights. Gary Playford won the Super Seniors' first flight as the number one seed, and Darren Woodley did same in the junior boys. Congrats to all of our winners for 2016. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6, and then Reds baseball, maybe, from the Great American Ballpark. They'll be getting the rain soon, Cincinnati, but they take on the Braves in the first of 3 this week, the first game here. Tonight, pregame 7 o'clock here on the airwaves.
And in that 5-minute sports report, Joe, it's gotten worse outside. So that's a good point that the system is heading towards Cincinnati. Let's hope it blows through today. So the Reds have the Braves tonight and tomorrow on the airwaves, then the Diamondbacks Friday and Saturday. So we'll have that all covered for you as well. Reds beat Milwaukee yesterday. Billy Hamilton stealing a base there late, forcing the issue. And 1-0, Joe, sometimes it doesn't matter how many. The Reds make up for a miserable Saturday by taking the series, stealing the series, if you will.
Yeah.
2 out of 3 from the Brewers, so nothing wrong with that. Baseball is back up and running after the All-Star break. Now the dog days of summer. We'll be following the Reds here in the next couple weeks, Joe, to see if they're going to be sellers before the July 31st trade deadline as well. So a lot of interest in the Kings of the Ohio. Did you watch all the golf yesterday?
I watched every hole.
So did I. Fantastic.
I don't have enough support. I mean, you know, here's all you need to say. Phil Mickelson shoots a 65 in the final round of a major, bogey-free, and loses by three.
Was handily
so
beaten.
So that tells you a little something about how well and how near perfect golf that Henrik Stenson played.
Well,
I mean, he had, what, three putts? And
Two. Two, three putts.
Ten birdies.
And he bogeyed number
ten
one.
Ten birdies.
Bogeyed number one and shot 63. So go ahead and do the math on the last 17 holes.
You know, 264.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Every record broken. 267 was the old record at the Open Championship. Tiger Woods was 19 under at the British. That's the lowest British Open. That was, I believe, at Hoylake. Or is it St. Andrews?
St. Andrews,
in 2000 when he was unbeatable. But aggregate lower on a 284 course than a 288
course.
Well,
you know, he's touched, you mentioned Stenson, he's touched all the bases now in every conceivable fashion.
Every one
fashion.
Of them.
Okay. Every one of them.
Players Championship, got it. World Golf Championship, got it. Major, got it.
Check.
Race to Dubai, winner, season long, got it.
Check.
FedEx Cup Playoff Champion.
A lot of check marks.
He's 40, sixth oldest winner for his first time. And Joe, interestingly as well, he's the fifth winner in the last six at the Open to be 38 or older. So those old crafty veterans who played some links golf once or twice in their lives are the ones that are claiming the trophies. Only Rory McIlroy in that span of winners is younger than 38.
Yeah.
And he was tremendously younger than 38 when he won. I believe he was 24 when he won in 2014. So, believe it or not, they'll play this weekend in Canada, and then a week after this weekend, it's off to Baltusrol for the PGA as we cram in two majors in 3 weeks
because
of the Olympics getting ready to start in Rio with the opening ceremonies and the women and men doing all that. I believe 18 days to Rio. I'm not sure. We'll count
that's
up.
About right. Yeah.
All right, at 8:45, we will come back. A very, very proud class, the sixth one inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame on Friday evening. You give us a whole rewind of that weekend, and it'll be our last conversation for a little bit. So I hope you have some final fireworks here to send us off into the rest of July, besides this thunderstorm that's going on outside.
My goodness, it's gotten even worse if that's
it's
possible.
It's still rolling along.
It's coming down. In buckets.
It is. And
fireworks will fizzle, but we'll be off for a week or two, you know. So taking it easy before the onslaught of everything that's popping up, which happens all at once. So
it does. Yeah. That's what makes it exciting, and you'll get us caught up at 8:45.
Sounds good. We'll be here.
All right. Get your umbrella and your coffee ready.
Oh, coffee's hot.
The umbrella hopefully
is
working.
No, he's just staying in glass. He doesn't need an umbrella.
No point to be outside this morning. There's nobody on that bus. I don't know why this guy's standing on the corner. He's been there for a few minutes, but you wonder about people sometimes. All right. Thanks, Smitty. Appreciate it.
See you in a bit.
Joe Smith time at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. Part two on a rainy Monday morning.
Yeah, it is raining, but
it looks a lot better.
New week. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning. It looks a lot better than it did last time we talked
to
you.
Well, yeah, it was.
Now it's just coming down in buckets. It's not thunder boom that goes along with it. A couple thousand people without power, hang tight.
Yeah.
At least that's what the Duke map is showing. A couple 3,000 people without power. So always a good time to remember to get your batteries for everything else going. And, Joe, this is our last Monday for a couple here as you enjoy your summer siesta and hiatus. But last Friday, well, you earned it after last Friday. The sixth class of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame has been inducted. And the search for Class 7 probably starts here in a couple weeks, but we'll let you get your vacation in first. Tell us what we missed on Friday night.
Well, it was another special evening, time to reflect, celebrate, and, stroll down memory lane, reliving as we did Friday night the accomplishments of the 10 newest members into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We had a record crowd of 350 that packed into the Monroe Convention Center, a record meet and greet crowd as well filed in prior to the festivities as Monroe County continued to build its grand and rich athletic history. Our scholar athletes received their $1,000 checks from the hall, making and taking these monetary awards now to new heights as well, as the hall in 6 years now has awarded $24,000 to deserving student athletes here in Monroe County since 2011. Cherise Otter and Tucker Blackwell representing Bloomington South, Gracie Heeb, Malik LaFoon of North, Aaron Sherfield, and Braden Patton of Edgewood. Coaches Marshall Goss and Marvin Groh added to our list, and now of 66 enshrined into the hall, Angelo Pizzo and Bill Mallory, contributor and humanitarian, and the newest group of Hall of Fame athletes, Tina Deborah Hauger, Danny Grossman, Dick Sparks, Bobby Dobson, Vernon Path, and Robert Bob Kirk Jr. Quality and quantity of both growing in Hall of Fame numbers big time on a record night 2016. Mentioning Hall of Fame, we gave you all of the champions in City Golf earlier today. Mike Vernon and Forrest Jones, the two most recent adds to the Bloomington City Tournament Hall of Fame. A Monday shout-out to both of those men and their accomplishments accomplished out on the links to local amateur golf. Well, the newest member to the IU coaching fraternity, we welcome Ryan Castle in as the new women's water polo coach. Ryan comes to Indiana with 9 years of collegiate coaching experience at the NCAA Division I level, serving as an associate head coach for the University of Hawaii the past 2 years. Ryan also was interim coach during the 2016 campaign and was there as Hawaii earned a 15-win season, had 5 wins over top 10 teams, and 2 of those coming against fourth-ranked California. But Ryan also occurred 4 years of experience in the league in which Indiana competes, the CWPA, prior to his tenure on Oahu, working with the University of Michigan, and prior to that, a 3-year stint as assistant coach at Hartwick College. And before entering the CWPA, Castle found similar success during his time out at Arizona State, highlighted by the 08 season where the Sun Devils achieved their highest national ranking, 4th, and their highest single season win total, 21, in program history. Ryan Castle is a native of South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa. So welcome in Ryan Castle. Elsewhere on the sports beat, the Monroe County Fair opens up on Friday, and in the grandstand they're going to running the TQ Midgets and also the Winged Mini Sprints at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday night, the Tractor Pull will begin its run of events during the Monroe County Fair, which runs through July the 31st. So FYI there. And also you might make note to MG3 and Maria, the carnival rides will not begin until Monday of next week. Let's see.
Good. It'll only be 89 on that day instead of 95.
So just FYI right there. Cutters took it on the chin again as they lost to the Tri-County Braves in Minor League Football Alliance record, dropping their third in a row as they lose 32-0. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. And don't forget the Reds on the radio. Great American Ballpark, the setting. For the first of 3 this week, the Atlanta Braves come in to start activity as we get back to normal on the baseball beat pregame at 7 o'clock tonight here on the airwaves.
Joe, put your feet up. Enjoy the rest of July, and we will look forward to hearing from you back on, the first week of school starts for the MCC.
Well, you guys have a good one as well.
You have a great
we'll
summer.
Be back on the air around the 8th of August, and we'll see you in between now and then, class. You know
sounds
that.
Good. Sounds good. And, again, if we have any major developments, we'll have you pop in for something.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We hope that doesn't happen. All right, Smitty, love it. Enjoy it.
I'll be on call. Let's just put it that way.
Dr. Smitty.
Awesome.
Dr. Smitty. Thanks, buddy.
All righty. See you.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 next month.